Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is regarding the health effects of sitting. Yes, that's right, just plain old sitting, at least in a chair for prolonged periods. But of course, that's what most of us do for several hours a day, 7 up to even 15 for some of us, every day. So what, you say? Well, like so many habits of our culture, this one, it turns out, is a potential problem that could shorten a person's lifespan to a similar degree as smoking. Researchers have discovered that prolonged sitting throughout the day correlates with cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and both breast and prostate cancers. And it even appears that taking time to exercise at the gym doesn't make up for it. Think of all the time in the day you spend sitting. Breakfast, driving to work, sitting at work at a desk job, sitting again for a coffee break, lunch, dinner, then relaxing at night, watching TV or reading. Then, maybe finally, perhaps, reading in bed before sleep. So what's the answer if even exercising a few hours a week won't undo all this hazard from chairs? Well, at least we're becoming aware of it now. Now we can consider everything else we could be doing besides sitting. Some researchers suggest getting up out of your chair, say, every half hour or so, and walking around, or better yet, doing some simple exercises right next to your desk or workstation, like stretching or push-ups against your desk. One amazing exercise that to me looks tailored to this situation is hunkering, or a flat-footed squat. Many cultures around the world naturally drop into this posture as a relaxing form of sitting. But Westerners often have a difficult time doing this, as our muscles and joints have grown so accustomed to using a chair. So most of us, if told to squat on our feet, will lean forward, resting any weight on the front part of our feet, the balls of the feet. Instead, lean further back so that the feet are resting flat on the ground. One can picture this as how many of those same cultures around the world go to the bathroom. And yes, you can guess it, it's also a more mechanically correct way to sit at stool as well, so that constipation can be relieved. Midwives will also tell you that women can let gravity assist them during the birth process by squatting as well. When you begin to use this hunkering or flat-footed squat position, you can see how it benefits one's longevity. As we get older, chairs seem to hasten this process, as they effectively disengage us from the muscles of our lower body. In other words, eventually, we see people having a hard time getting out of a chair, as it seems the leg muscles basically tend to atrophy, while our abdomens tend to grow larger. Using exercises like squatting, we can keep our legs strong, and getting out of a chair will be easier for far longer, so that we don't have to give up sitting when we're really truly tired, but have some tools to counter its effects. Well, thanks for listening. This is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.